in physical places. Land matters. And on the site of that massacre, there was a trading post held under private ownership, and it was not a testament. It was not a commemoration of this sacred site and of that dark day. And so in an incredible act of leadership in October of last year, the Oglala Sioux Tribe and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe came together to secure this 40-acre parcel. And I think now it's altogether appropriate for the federal government to step up in partnership to try to make sure that this sacred site is protected in the right way and is given the tools, that the tribes are given the tools they need to make sure that it is protected in the right way.